Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 28, 1805. Lewis establishes the longitude of Fort Mandan. Today, Captain Lewis examines his astronomical data and the measurements taken of the moon's eclipse on January 14. After calculating the error in the chronometer, he establishes the longitude at Fort Mandan to be 6 hours, 37 minutes, and 47 seconds by the chronometer, which converts to 99 degrees, 26 minutes, and 45 seconds from Greenwich, England. Captain Clark, on the other hand, is concerned about freeing the boats from the ice.
Attempt to cut through the ice and get our boats and canoes out without success. Several Indians here wishing to get war hatchets made this shape. The man sick yesterday is getting well. Mr. Chisholm, our interpreter, was taken very unwell this evening. Warm day. Captain William Clark, January 28, 1805.
Clark sketched the shape of a hatchet or tomahawk head that the Indians desired in the journal entry for today. The tomahawk head was made from sheet tin, about 10 inches long and 3 inches wide, shaped like a spear point, with an eye in the back to insert a wooden handle. More attempts to free the boats from the ice were made during the next 2 days. The most interesting plan was the heating of rocks and placing them around the boats to melt the ice. Warm rocks were to be placed inside the boat on timbers to warm the water under the boats. Clark wrote that their attempts were defeated as the rocks all broke and flew into pieces in the fire. Mr. LaRocque paid the captains a visit today, and they again refused his request to accompany them on their journey west. The captains had no intentions of helping LaRocque to acquire, at United States expense, geographical knowledge that would be of advantage to the Northwest Company and the British government. Monday, sawed off the boy's toes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.